English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi everyone, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 표현은 dead meat, dead meat입니다. Before we find out what dead meat means, let's listen to today's conversation. Listen carefully. You know, Ben, he got wasted yesterday.
He did? He promised me that he would quit drinking.
Well, it didn't seem like he quit.
Now that I know, he is dead meat.
본문을 들어보면 벤이 어젯밤에 술을 마시고 완전히 취했나 봅니다. 제가 제이슨에게 You know, Ben, he got wasted yesterday. 라고 했더니 제이슨은 그랬냐며 놀랍니다. 영어로 He did? He promised me that he would quit drinking. 그래? 벤이 술을 끊는다고 나랑 약속했는데? 라고요. 제가 Well, it didn't seem like he quit. 어? 끊지 않은 것 같은데? 라고 하자 제이슨은 Now that I know, he is dead meat. 이제 내가 아니까 벤은 끝장났어. 라고 했습니다. Now keep today's expression, dead meat. You are dead meat in mind and let's hear the conversation again. You know, Ben... He got wasted yesterday.
He did? He promised me that he would quit drinking.
Well, it didn't seem like he quit.
Now that I know, he is dead meat.
Today's expression is dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. Meat. M-E-A-T. Meat. Dead meat. You are dead meat. If you are dead meat, you are in serious trouble. This expression is sometimes used to threaten someone. Dead meat은 넌 이제 끝장났어 혹은 큰일 났어 몹시 곤란한 상황에 빠졌어 라는 뜻입니다. 심각한 문제가 있을 때 쓰는 표현입니다. In today's conversation, it looks like Ben promised Jason that he would quit drinking. But when I tell Jason that Ben was wasted yesterday, he says that Ben is now dead meat. 네, 오늘 본문에서 친구 Ben이 Jason에게 술을 끊겠다고 약속한 모양입니다. 그런데 제가 Jason에게 벤이 어제 엄청 술을 마시고 완전히 취했다고 알려주자 제이슨은 벤 이제 끝장났다고 했습니다. 영어로 Now that I know, he is dead meat 라고요. 네, 이렇게 곤란한 상태에 빠졌을 때 쓸 수 있는 표현이 dead meat. You are dead meat 입니다. 네, 그럼 예문을 통해 오늘 표현을 좀 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다. If you keep lying, you are dead meat. 라는 문장을 해석하면 너 계속 거짓말하면 아주 혼난다. 라는 뜻입니다. Now that you know what today's expression means, let's listen to the conversation for the last time. You know, Ben, he got wasted yesterday.
He did? He promised me that he would quit drinking.
Well, it didn't seem like he quit.
Now that I know, he is dead meat.
Let's review. If you are dead meat, you are in serious trouble. 넌 이제 끝장났어. 혹은 큰일 났어. Dead meat. You are dead meat. Now try using this expression on your own. 그럼 다음 시간에 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!